And so, first of all, as we said in our prayer, we certainly appreciate each and every one of the young people. You're an encouragement to us. You're an encouragement to us, and we appreciate the outstanding job that you do when you have the Wednesday night services. And some, you know, you also step outside your comfort zone, you might say, and they, you sing, you know, specials during our regular services. And I want you to know that we appreciate that.
Amen.
And it is an encouragement, a great, great encouragement to us. And Wednesday night, there was a song sung, and it has been resounding in my head all the rest of the week. And that song is "Wherever You Are." That was the song that's been rolling around in my mind all week long. And it starts out and it says, "Are you standing at a crossroad, wondering which road you should take? And you're dreading the decision and a possible mistake." What do you think about that? And in my mind, our life is like this maze. What do you think about this? And this is what my mind pictures of what life is like. It's like this maze. A very, very difficult maze. All right? I like mazes. And I started looking at this one. This one looks pretty difficult. But you know, this is life. This is what my mind pictures life being like. And every intersection that you come to, you've got to make a decision. Now, some of you that have done mazes, I'd say at some point in your life, you have done a maze. Maybe not quite this difficult. But we've all done mazes in our coloring books, or maybe we had coloring pages or whatever it was, that we had mazes. And how many times have you made the wrong turn and you come to a dead end? You had to back up. You had to backtrack. You had to go back sometimes to the starting point and start all over again. And that's what our life is like. Our life is like that maze. Every intersection means that we need to make a decision. Do I continue straight? Do I turn left? Do I turn right? And knowing that if you make the right decision, it will lead you to your destination. So right here in the middle of this maze is your start. And if you notice, I'll pass this around, but there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 starting points. 7. So as we're getting started in our life, we have got numerous choices that we need to make. But then, as we leave that start point, there are multiple and many decisions that we have to make. And in this song, it says you're dreading. How many times are you dreading, or have you dreaded a decision? And you think, what if I make a mistake? What if I make a mistake? Maybe there have been ones here tonight that have already made mistakes. And you think, what if I do this? And what if I make another mistake? But life's full of those kinds of decisions. And I don't know, it was a little emotional this afternoon as I was thinking about some of the things that, you know, is some of the decisions maybe that I've made that I could have done differently. Sometimes maybe I had to back up. Maybe I had to go back to start. Maybe I had to backtrack a little bit because I had to detour. And so, young people, it's really important. I think about that if you make the wrong decision, it leads you into roadblocks. It leads you into lengthy detours. And I think about driving in a city. Sometimes if you look at city maps, they're like a maze in themselves. And if you make the wrong turn, like I said, they're one-way streets. sometimes you run into roadblocks. Sometimes you come to a sign and you think, there's a detour. Now where do I go? Or how many times before GPS have we gotten into a big city? And you might say we've been hopelessly lost. But those are like life's decisions, young people. They're like life's decisions. And making the wrong turn could lead one to be hopelessly lost. Or maybe we think that we're hopelessly lost. But every intersection, it's just like that maze right there. Every intersection, we've got to make a decision. And the chorus says, wherever you are, wherever you're going, God is right there beside you. That's the key right there. We need God guiding us. We need God's help. And when we are making these decisions in life, are we looking to the Lord in prayer? Sometimes our decisions allow us to wait for a little bit, to consider the cost, to consider those things before we make that final decision. But it says, wherever you are, wherever you're going, God is right there beside you, seeing and knowing. Wherever you go, He already knows what's ahead and what's behind. And I'm so thankful tonight that He knows what's ahead of us. He knows what's ahead of us. But are we seeking Him for our help tonight? Are we seeking Him for guidance and direction? He knows what's out ahead. And He also knows what's behind us as well. And it goes on to say, you'll always find He's never too far from wherever you are. And so are we reaching out? God's not too far from wherever we are. Are we reaching out for God's help, for His guidance tonight? And I want you to turn to Psalm 139. Psalm 139. We're going to read a few verses here. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified, all right? But you can follow along. I'll let you know what verse that I'm in. And you can get the gist as I'm reading through this. But this psalm is to the chief musician, and it is a psalm of David. All right? A psalm of David. So David wrote this. And verse 1 says, O Lord, you have searched me thoroughly. I want you to think about that. God knows us inside and out. He knows what's going on in our lives. He knows our thoughts. He knows everything about us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. But He says, O Lord, you have searched me thoroughly and have known me. Verse 2 says, you know my downsitting. You know my uprising. You understand my thought afar off. So in other words, even before we have thoughts, God knows the thoughts that we're going to be thinking. You think, well, that's kind of creepy. Well, He's God, right? He's God. You know, it's sometimes, you know, Sister Sherry and I have been married long enough. We've been around one another. We start finishing each other's sentences. And you think, well, that's kind of creepy. Well, no. She knows me. She knows what I'm going to say. So I want you to think about, take that to a whole nother level. God knows. God knows our thoughts before we even think them. And He knows the things that we're going to say before we even say them. Verse 3, you sift and search out my path and my lying down. I want you to think about that. God searches out the paths for our lives. He sifts through. Anybody that's been in the woods and there's leaves, there's limbs, you know, even if you've been maybe in the jungles, Some people, you've seen them before, have to hack through things in order to clear a path to go all the way through. I liken God to doing that for us. And if we will follow Him and follow His direction, He'll carve out that path for us. He'll make that way straight. He'll make that way clear for us. But what do we have to do? We have to look to Him for direction, right? We have to look to Him for direction. Remember, just like that maze that's going around the room, there's all kinds of twists. There's all kinds of turns. There's decisions that we need to make. Every intersection that we come to, there's a decision that has to be made. And what's the goal here? What's the goal? To make our final destination, right? The maze starts out, you start right out in the middle of that maze. Well, where's that destination? That destination is clear out on the edge of that paper. And there's many twists, there's many turns, there's detours, there's dead ends. And we need to seek God's help to avoid those things, right? To avoid those things. But if young people, if we try to make all these decisions in our own human understanding, we're going to run into those detours. We're going to run into those dead ends. And many, many times, God's telling you, I've got the direction I want you to go. I've got the way laid out for you. You need to follow the map. You need to consult me. You need to look to me, and I will guide you. It's just like that GPS. That GPS is a wonderful thing. If we follow the directions, right? Sometimes our GPS gets it wrong, but most of the times, it's getting pretty good. It's getting us to our destination safely. And God's like that GPS. We can avoid, actually, all of our GPSs these days. It'll tell us where detours are. It will tell us the easiest route to take or the route that we need to take in order to get around that detour or that roadblock or even when traffic gets heavy. It will alert us of those things. And the Holy Spirit, thank God, will alert us to those detours, will alert us to those things that are detrimental to our traveling in this life. And remember, young people, our ultimate destination is home. It's not here. This isn't our home, but our ultimate destination is heaven. That's where God wants us to go. That's where God wants us to be. And I think about, you know, a life. We went to a funeral yesterday in Indiana. Some of you know, it was Sister Sammy's dad that passed away. 44 years old. Really, a young life cut short. Because he went his own way. He traveled his own path. And it led to destruction. It led to destruction. And so young people, the psalmist here is saying, you sift and search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with my ways. I want you to think about that. Some of our ways are not the most pretty ways. You understand? God knows us warts and all. All right? God knows us. God knows us exactly. He knows where we are, what we are. And again, it says, He's acquainted with all my ways. I'm thankful for a God that knows my ways. I'm thankful for a God that knows your ways and how patient He is to work with us. I want you to think about that. Along this path, God's working with us. He's a patient God. He's a patient creator. And He knows all of our ways. Verse 4 says, For there is not a word in my tongue, still unuttered, but lo, O Lord, You know it all together. Even the things that we don't say, God knows. Sometimes we do well to leave some things left unsaid, but even those things that we think, those things that are left unuttered, God even knows those words. Verse 5 says, "You have beset me and shut me in behind and before, and have laid your hand upon me." I'm so thankful for when God puts his hand upon us, lets us know that he's there. He cares for us. He wants us to know that he is there to help us. And verse 6 says, "Your infinite knowledge is too wonderful for me, for it is high above me. I cannot reach it." And I'm so thankful tonight that even though his ways are higher than mine, he helps us navigate this life. He helps us when we don't understand some things. Some things, young people, we're going to go through this life and we have a decision to make and we just don't understand. We just don't understand. But that's where we have to allow God's guiding hand to guide us. That's where we have to trust in God, that God is leading us right. You know, this life, you know, I would like to have everything in this life concrete. In other words, I would like to know everything. You know, it's just like in my business. When you hand a blueprint to me, that's concrete information. All the dimensions are there. You know what the part looks like. Does anybody know what your life is going to look like 10 years from down the road? We may have an idea. We may have a dream. We may make plans. But can we say that 10 years from now, I am going to be doing this. I'm going to be doing that. I might be at this particular job. I might be married and have so many children, whatever it might be. Can anybody definitely say that? Nobody. Nobody. But God's got a plan for us. God's got a plan for us. Even at 57 years old, God's still got a plan for me. And he's got a plan for you too. And if we follow that path, if we follow that plan, then God's got an expected end for us, right? And so, young people, there's a lot of crossroads. There's a lot of turns that we need to make. How many times have you been out somewhere and you come to a crossroad and you're just not sure which way to go? Well, if I go right, this might take me to... But if I go left, that might take me... Have you ever been unsure? I've been unsure before. Especially if it's someplace unfamiliar. Now, I've always told my wife before GPS, if I know that I'm going east, then I want to turn some way that heads me toward the east. Well, you also got to know where the sun's at, right? So on a cloudy day, that might be a problem. However, God's got a plan for us. And there's a song that talks about how God leads unerring, young people. God leads unerring, and he'll lead your life unerring tonight. He'll lead your life unerring tonight. But what must we do? Like the song Sister Henry would sing, "I've got my hand in the hand of the Lord. And in this world of sinking sand, I will hold tight to his hand," right? Because I've got my hand in the hand of the Lord. And that's where we need to put our hand tonight, is we need to put our hand in the hand of the Lord. Verse number 7. Where could I go from your spirit? Or where could I flee from your presence? Verse 8, if I ascend up into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, the place of the dead, behold, you are there. And if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there, verse 10, shall your hand lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. What a place to be, young people. And so I want to encourage you tonight. Just as verse 10 says, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. What a place to be. Right there in the right hand of the Lord. You know, there's been times in our lives where we didn't have the strength. We couldn't even help ourselves. We were in such a place. But we were right there in the right hand of the Lord. What a place to be, sheltered in the right hand of God. And young people, if we look to the Lord, if we follow the path that He chooses for us, if we look to Him for help, we can be right there in the right hand of the Lord. What a wonderful place to be tonight. What a wonderful place to be. And so, again, like this song starts out, are you standing? There's some of you that's going to be making some really, really important decisions. Some really important decisions. Maybe not this year, but if not this year, next year. Maybe the following year. You're going to be making some really, really important decisions. And it says, are you standing at a crossroad? Wondering. Which road should I take? Left? Right? Or should I keep going forward? But you're dreading making that decision. Why? What's the question in the back of your mind? What if I make the wrong decision? Let's be honest. How many times are we afraid to make some decision because we're afraid to make the wrong decision? And sometimes we don't make that decision, or we think we don't make that decision because we allow fear to do that, right? But again, what's the key? What's the key tonight? Take it to the Lord in prayer. Seek the Lord's face. Look to Him for help. He's got it for us, young people. He's got it for us. Now, sometimes we may not like His answer. Just like when your parents give you an answer, do you always like the answer that you get? I know I didn't. When I ask my wife for permission, I don't always like the answer I get from her. No, just joking. But when I went to my parents, sometimes I did not like the decision. I did not like what they had to tell me. But what did we need to do? In order for us to move forward, we had to submit, right? We had to submit to our parents. If we didn't, it made the way rough, right? I know it made the way rough for me, and I think it's probably the same way for you. I don't like that decision. I had a brother. He went and did it anyway. So what? Well, he had to deal with the consequences of that decision that he made. And so, young people, when we go to God, sometimes we've got it made up in our mind. This is what we're going to do. But we go to God, and if we really want to be honest, and we go to God and He says, no, that's not the way that I want you to take. Are we willing to say, yes, Lord, and give up what we think and say, yes, Lord, I'll do what you tell me to do? Or are we going to do like we do to our parents sometimes? I don't like that answer. You step up against them, right? But we need to turn our will over to God, right? I want you to think about Jesus. He knew what laid out ahead. He knew. He knew what he was going to have to face. In his will. Him in the flesh. But remember, he was the Son of God. But in his flesh, he had to pray, right? And he had to go to his Father and say, if I will let this cup pass from me, I'd be so happy that you would do that. But how many times did he have to go to his Father to ask? 3 times, right? And in the end, what was his answer? What was his final answer? Thy will be done. Thy will be done. How many of us go to the Lord with that attitude? Lord, I would like to have this, or I would like to do this, or I would, you know, put whatever in the blank. Put whatever in the blank. But can you walk away and say, Lord, thy will be done. Thy will be done. That's the place we've got to come to. If we're going to have victory in our lives, young people, we've got to come to that point. It's not my will. It's not Steve's will. But it's thy will. Thy will, Lord, be done. That's where we're going to get the victory. And that's where Christ won the victory. Right there in the garden. And when he walked away, he told his Father, thy will be done. And so, young people, again, are you standing at a crossroad? Wondering which road to take? But wherever you are, wherever you're going, God is right there, seeing and knowing. He's already been. He's already there. But what do we need to do? We have to say, Lord, you know everything about me. You know what lays out ahead. You know what's behind me. And you know what direction that I need to take. How many, you don't have to raise your hand, how many pray that way? Lord, I need your direction. These are the plans that I would like to make, but what is the direction you want me to take tonight? And I guarantee you that if you follow the path that God leads in, it will lead unerringly. It will lead unerring. And so, young people, I encourage you tonight, draw up close to God. There's a lot of things out there. There's a lot of things out there in this world that will lead us down the wrong pathway. There's a lot of decisions that we need to make that if we're not careful, we'll make the wrong turn. Just like, I don't know if anybody has attempted to solve this maze, but it's a difficult one. And that's what life is like. Life is difficult. And there's another song that Sister Henry sings. I can't make it on my own. I can't make it on my own. I need you, Lord, today, just like I did yesterday. Why? I hate to tell you this, but life gets more difficult as life goes on sometimes. There's tall mountains, there's high mountains, there's a lot of things that are in our pathway, and we need God's help. We need God's help. We need His direction. But we can come through it all with a victory. And that's what God wants for us tonight, is to have victory. And so, young people, we encourage you, draw up close to the Lord. Draw up close to the Lord. Seek His face for the direction that your life needs to take. We appreciate you. We're thankful for you. We want you to know that. You're an encouragement to us. And if it would be our will, as we draw up in years, or we grow older in years, that you're still here, still being an encouragement, taking part in the work of God in a greater way. That's what we'd like to see. And I know that's what God would like to see as well.